It's time for overtime.
You ready?
No!
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros, with interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking.
Jamal Shedd down to nine. Shedd on the bounce, Shedd the blow by, Shedd driving to the hoop, underneath for Robert, two-hand slam!
You're from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Ramin on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you. It is hour number two. It's an early show today. Thanks for riding with us all week long thus far. Right on ESPN Sioux Falls, ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO. Still to come on the shortened edition of the show. We're on the air for another 20 minutes here with you today. We got the good, the bad, the ugly, and a giveaway you don't want to miss. Fireworks and golf. They go together like spaghetti and meatballs. Gotta love them. Don't do them at the same time, by the way. We got a certificate, greens fee, and a half cart. One round of golf to the Spring Creek Country Club down in Harrisburg. Also, some Pyro Bucks still to claim here in the studio. Pyro City, I-29 fireworks exit down there in T. You know where it is. You've seen the big signs, the big buildings down there at the exit. Pyro City, Pyro Bucks, a $40 gift certificate up for grabs. Still determining how many I want to give away here as I head into my personal weekend. We're off the air tomorrow. I'm out of town until a week from today. Next Thursday, we will be back, and can't wait to talk and recap everything that has gone on in the meantime. Thanks, as always, for being along for the ride with us. But again, that giveaway coming up at the end of the show, call it 11:20-ish here on Overtime. Scorecard now, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals coming up tomorrow night. Panthers at Oilers from Edmonton, 7 o'clock on ABC. Oilers have won two in a row. They still trail in the series 3-2. Florida is a slight underdog, according to ESPN Bet, paying out plus 105 on the money line. NBA Finals are over and done with. The Boston Celtics are your NBA champions here in 2024. Head coach Joe Mazzulla, though, saying, we've got bigger things in mind.
That's all I've been thinking about since the horn went off, is like, what type of temperature are we going to set, and how are we going to find that balance of maximizing the opportunity that we have, but at the same time, not skipping steps. So like, now I'm studying teams that are in that situation, and like, that's where a guy like my relationship with Pep is so valuable, is he's won four Premier League titles in a row, where like, I know every game matters in the NBA, but like, every game matters in the Premier League. So like, what's the process of creating an environment of that? And there is no guarantees, and I think you have to maximize the opportunity that you have every year, and the type of character and players that we have, you know, I think we'll put ourselves in position, you know, to maximize our opportunity because of who they are. But like, that's what I'm studying right now.
That's Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. Next up on the docket for the NBA is the draft next week. Round one on Wednesday. The remainder of the draft coming up on Thursday, June 26th and the 27th on ABC and ESPN. We'll have the draft here on ESPN Sioux Falls for you as well. One of the concerning, baffling news items of the last 24, 48 hours across the NBA is the firing of Monty Williams. He got fired from the Suns not too long ago, hired by the Pistons on a 6-year contract, and he was let go of yesterday by the team. And this one, a really baffling decision, says Adrian Wojnarowski.
They have really put themselves far behind in this coaching search, put Trajan Lane, their new president, in a very difficult position to start a coaching search a week from the draft, about 10 days from the start of free agency. And certainly for the Pistons, you know, they hit the reset button at the coaching position.
Interesting timing for Detroit, and again, a team that won just 14 games last season. Not a great result, but with the roster you've got, the youngsters you've got, you figured they'd be a little bit patient. But again, new general manager, new front office personalities want their guy. I put that in quotes in there, and it wasn't Monty Williams. We'll see if Williams gets a head coaching job this year or next in the NBA cycle. The Lakers certainly have entered the chat. We'll wait and see if there's an official announcement in regards to a formal interview between the two parties. Major League Baseball finals from yesterday. It was the return of Kyle Hendricks to the starting lineup for the Chicago Cubs. He gets his first win of the season, now 1-4. With a 6-5 effort at home over San Francisco. Other finals, the other teams across Major League Baseball are doing the Twins all sorts of solids here. The Atlanta Braves pour it on against Detroit yesterday.
One and two, the count to Murphy, and the pitch swung on and belted deep left field. How far is that bad boy going? Into the wind. Gone. Second home run of the day for Sean Murphy. Woo-hoo! 7-0 Atlanta.
The other rest of the division, Cleveland won yesterday 8-0 against Seattle. Elsewhere, Kansas City did lose again in Oakland 5-1. White Sox were victims of the Houston Astros at home in Chicago 4-1. The final. Twins, though, had a 6-game winning streak coming into yesterday. They played well enough to win the game, forced it into extra innings, but a costly error cost the Twins the game.
2-2. Swinging a ground ball toward third, handled by Lewis to his left. He sets his feet, one up, throw, off the glove of Santana, up the right field side. Arozarena scores, into second is DeLuca, and the Rays have a 3-2 lead.
That would be the 3-2 final. Tampa Bay wins it in 10 innings. Minnesota now 41-33. Jorge Alcala takes the loss, his second of the year. Elsewhere, and lastly, from the Major League Baseball scorecard, we've been making fun of the Colorado Rockies this year quite a bit. They've got the Dodgers in town. Most people would expect the Dodgers to win. They had a huge ninth inning to secure a win just a couple days ago. This one close yesterday, but Colorado with the last laugh finally in the series.
The pitch in the air to center field. This is going to be deep enough, I think. Páez makes the catch. Cave tags. Coming to the plate. Ball game!
7-6 the final. 850 KOA with the call there. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Rays and Twins get it going at 12:10 this afternoon. You can watch it on ESPN Plus. Listen to it right here on ESPN Sioux Falls. Pregame coverage just about 15, 18 minutes away here on your Sioux Falls sports leader. Other matchups, Mariners at Guardians, Astros at White Sox, Rockies do it again from Coors Field in Denver hosting the Dodgers, A's host the Royals, Giants visit the Cardinals, 6:15 on Fox, Brewers at Padres, the nightcap. That one gets underway from San Diego at 8:40. WNBA Finals yesterday, Minnesota Lynx win once again, their 12th win of the season. They're 12-3 following a 68-55 win over visiting Atlanta. Las Vegas Aces get an 11-point win against Seattle, 94-83. A'ja Wilson, 27 points and 9 rebounds. And the Indiana Fever finally getting it rolling. 3 straight wins for that team, 88-81 the final as they take care of D.C. in Indianapolis, and Caitlin Clark says it's good to finally get things moving.
I mean, I think it's just this group is, you know, starting to click and build some chemistry, and it's one day at a time. But like I said, everybody loves instant satisfaction, but sure, we would have probably loved that too, but I think we all kept good perspective on knowing we just need to get better at one step at a time, and that's what we're going to continue to do, even though we've won, you know, 3 in a row at home here.
That's Iowa Hawkeye alum, current Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists in that 88-81 win. The Fever now 6-10 on the season. Today and tonight in the WNBA, Wings at Sky, 11 o'clock start time, so they're underway. Sparks at Liberty don't get going till 6 o'clock tonight. That is a Prime Video exclusive broadcast. NASCAR race coming up over the weekend. Sunday from New Hampshire, 1:30 start time on USA Network. PGA Tour golf gets going from the Travelers Championship today through Sunday. And college baseball, the College World Series down in Omaha. Here are your finals from yesterday. Kentucky loses to Florida. Wildcats were eliminated in the early game yesterday, 15-4. Game number 2 of the day, the Tennessee Volunteers take care of Florida State, 7-2. Seminoles were eliminated there. And then Florida had to turn around quickly and didn't have a whole lot of gas left in the tank. Texas A&M finds a way to get it done, and the Aggies move on to the College World Series final.
On the ground, could be 2, could end the game, and it will. A&M on to the College World Series finals to take on Tennessee. We will have a first-time College World Series champion at the end of this year. It'll either be Tennessee or Texas A&M.
Aggies are the 3 seed at the beginning of this whole tournament. Tennessee the 1 seed. They match up 6:30 on ESPN Saturday night for Game 1, Sunday Game 2, Monday Game 3 if necessary from down in Omaha. Now into your Reliabank headlines of the day for hour number 2. The Field of 68. A college basketball media network bringing basketball fans premier sports content is partnering with Sanford Sports and the Sanford Pentagon to launch a new innovative event on the opening day of the college basketball season. On November 4th, the Sanford Pentagon will play host to the Field of 68 Opening Day Showcase, an event featuring matchups between six of the best programs in college basketball. The inaugural event will feature the following matchups: St. Louis and Santa Clara, College of Charleston and Southern Illinois, and lastly, South Dakota State taking on McNeese State here in Sioux Falls. It never ceases to amaze me every time I see this great city we live in and call home get a marquee event, whether it be U.S. team curling team trials, whether it's another big concert in town, big sporting event, launch of a new franchise. I say, how can we get any cooler, any better, any bigger, any brighter than this? And here we are. Pair of three matchups. Tickets go on sale on August 1st for the matchups at Ticketmaster.com. The games we broadcast on the Field of 68's YouTube channel and Twitter feeds and the network's popular After Dark show will go live from the Sanford Pentagon at 10 o'clock Central Time. And again, this is an exciting announcement. SanfordSports.com with more. We'll get a story out there as well at ESPNSiouxFalls.com. But again, another bigger, better, stronger, more inclusive and nationwide event with a lot of eyeballs right here in Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon. Read more at that, SanfordSports.com, Sanford Sports Complex on Twitter with the latest news there. But bravo to Sanford and bringing another marquee event trio of games in Sioux Falls. I can't wait for this thing to be a rip-roaring success. They'll do it again the year after. Sign me up for this every single year. The Field of 68, November 4th, the very start, first day of the college basketball season. Hero Sports always has great articles these days in regards to FCS college football. If that's your jam, if you're a Yote, if you're a Jack or something in between, you would love Hero Sports and all the previews they're doing positionally and everything else. Put out an article there, FBS to FCS transfers. And there's some notable guys on this list, but I wanted to spotlight the North Dakota, South Dakota, South Dakota State, North Dakota State transfers here, the incoming guys here. South Dakota has four FBS to FCS transfers this year: a wide receiver, Quaron Adams; quarterback, Nevin Crimascoli; defensive lineman, Carter Hooper; and tight end, Hayden Erickson. South Dakota State has a marquee offensive lineman from Oklahoma as their lone transfer in from the FBS level. That is Marcus Hicks. North Dakota with a pair of transfers in, and North Dakota State, the Bison, get a quarterback, lineman, and wide receiver from Air Force Marshall and Minnesota, respectively. But again, the big kind of needle mover for South Dakota on this whole deal is the wide receiver Quaron Adams from Iowa State, just next door, coming to USD. Also a tight end from Utah, defensive lineman from UConn, and that quarterback, last name Crimascoli, from Northern Illinois, coming to South Dakota. Obviously part of that quarterback room this year for head coach Bob Nielsen. You can check out that whole article, including a long list of transfers for certain programs, at HeroSports.com. Kelsey Mitchell and Aaliyah Boston scored 22 points apiece, and Caitlin Clark recorded her second double-double, and the Fever won their third straight game with an 88-81 win over the Mystics last night. Caitlin Clark had 18 points and a career-high 12 boards last night, added 6 assists and 4 steals as the Fever moved to 5-10. Clark also had 6 turnovers. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Clark is the first rookie in WNBA history to record 40 points, 15 rebounds, 15 assists in a two-game span, coming off a 23.8 rebound, 9 assist performance in a win earlier in the week on Sunday against Chicago. Things are working in the right direction for Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. Moving forward and rounding out your ReliaBank headlines of the day for hour number two, Charlie Woods, the 15-year-old son of golf legend Tiger Woods, has earned his way into his first USGA championship yesterday when he had the leading score among qualifiers for the U.S. Junior Amateur next month at Oakland Hills. Charlie Woods recovered from a bogey, double bogey start at Eagle Trace Golf Club to finish with a 1-under-71 to be a medalist from his qualifier, one of four players to qualify from the site. Tiger Woods was 14 when he qualified for his first U.S. Junior, and his son, now 15 years old, qualifying for his first Junior as well. Big news, and it definitely makes you feel just a little bit old here on the Thursday edition of overtime. Lastly here, Bronny James in the news. NBA draft is next week, and sources from a half dozen NBA teams have told ESPN that they've had difficulty securing workouts from the 2024 draft prospect Bronny James, but the agent for the former USC guard is saying that that is by design, as the Phoenix Suns and the Lakers are the only two teams that he's worked out for thus far. Agent Rich Paul, the CEO of Clutch Sports Group, pushed back to ESPN yesterday on any notion that James has received different treatments than other players throughout the pre-draft process, but they are dictating in terms of where they would like to work out. It's an interesting strategy here. Bronny James has some value, but when you talk about somebody that's looking to get drafted, looking to sneak into the back of the first round, looking to maybe, depending on how you value him, sneak into the draft entirely, you would think he'd be working out, he'd be talking to every team in the NBA, but again, to each their own, and some people would argue it's better for Bronny James to have his pick as an undrafted free agent than anything else. We take the break, back with our fireworks giveaway, the good, the bad, the ugly, next on Overtime.
The best sporting matchups and coverage. We are ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this rainy, yucky, no good Thursday of a show. It's early. We're going to be off the air here in about 2 minutes, making way for Minnesota Twins pregame. Quick run through on the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Denver Broncos have made a marquee hire. This is good news. Former Stanford head coach David Shaw has interviewed for the Broncos head coaching job back in early 2023, and he's now been hired by the team. Not as a coach, though. Mike Cleese of 9news.com reports that GM George Payton has hired Shaw as a, quote, senior personnel executive. On to the bad news. We told you we'd update you on the status here. LA Sparks forward Cameron Brink will miss the remainder of her WNBA rookie season and the Paris Olympics after suffering a torn ACL in her left knee during Tuesday's game against the Connecticut Sun. The Sparks announced the injury on Wednesday. Brink, the number two selection in the draft this year, had started all 15 games for the Sparks this season and had a tremendous start to her rookie year, averaging 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks a game. Less than 4 minutes into Tuesday's loss at Mohegan Sun Arena, Brink slipped on the floor and tore her ACL, going to miss the remainder of her season. Lastly here, what is it with all these hit-by-pitches and injuries to baseball stars? St. Louis Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado left Wednesday's loss to Miami after being hit in the right elbow by a fastball from the Marlins reliever. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol said afterward that x-rays were negative, and Arenado is currently day-to-day. Certainly a tough trend in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, and now Nolan Arenado hit by pitches and needing some imaging to clear their statuses. Betts not clear. He's going to miss a good amount of time. Aaron Judge to be determined. Arenado in that same boat. Now time for the giveaway here. Final segment, final moment of the show this week. We are off until next Thursday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Nice long weekend for yours truly. We'll talk to you in a week. And if you want the fireworks certificates, if you want the free golf, I'm going to hook up two callers right now. Caller 3 and caller number 5. Dial me up 605-362-3776. Caller 3, caller 5, 605-362-3776. Six here, free fireworks, Pyro Bucks, Pyro City gift certificates, and a free round of golf down in Harrisburg to Spring Key Creek Country Club. If I can talk correctly here, to say so long on the show again. Have a great weekend. Caller 3, caller 5, getting hooked up with goodies next on Overtime. 605-362-3776.